Radio Prague News.
Czech President Václav Klaus has newly appointed two members of the Public Affairs Party to government. The district court in Semily has confirmed the right of the heiress to the Walderode noble family to property in the area confiscated after World War II. The Czech foreign and defense ministers at a conference in Prague on Friday praised the late U.S. President Ronald Reagan for his contribution to the collapse of communism in the former Soviet bloc. Czech President Václav Klaus appointed Karolina Pík and Pavel Dobeš, both from the junior coalition party Public Affairs, to government on Friday, a day after the three coalition parties, which include the Civic Democrats and Topo 9, reached a deal on fiscal reforms and personnel changes. Karolina Pík is the new deputy prime minister in charge of legislation and fighting corruption, while Pavel Dobeš is the new transport minister. He follows in the stead of de facto public affairs party leader Vít Bárta. In recent months, the right of center coalition had been badly shaken by allegations of corruption and discord between coalition members, with public affairs threatening to walk out. President Klaus on Friday said he was glad an agreement had at last been reached, calling the decision reasonable. The district court in Semily has confirmed the right of heiress to the Walderode noble family Johanna Kammerlander to local property confiscated by the Czech authorities after World War II. Former real estate belonging to the family in the Semily area includes the castle Hrubý Rohožec and surrounding property. During the war, the property was owned by the family's Karel de Fur Walderode, who, as an ethnic German, was stripped of it in 1946. A year later, he was given back Czechoslovak citizenship, but not the confiscated assets. Mrs. Kammerlander called Friday's decision a moral victory, but estimated that years of legal battles still lay ahead. The Czech foreign and defense ministers at a conference in Prague on Friday recalled Ronald Reagan's contribution to the collapse of communism in the former Soviet bloc. The conference is being held on the anniversary of Mr. Reagan's birthday. The former U.S. president, who died in 2004 at the age of 93, would have been 100 on Friday. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg recalled Reagan's courage against the Soviet Union, as did Defense Minister Alexander Vondra. On Friday, the former U.S. Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, also spoke. On the occasion of the anniversary, a Prague street will be renamed after the 40th U.S. president, who famously called the Soviet Union an evil empire. The prestigious Karlovy Vary International Film Festival kicks off on Friday. In its 46th year, the festival will once again draw countless celebrities and visitors to the famous spa town in western Bohemia. Among this year's respected guests are the British actress Judi Dench, who will be awarded the festival's Crystal Globe, as well as American actor John Turturro. President Klaus is expected also to attend the opening ceremony on Friday. Some 200 films, many of them by first-time directors, will be shown at this year's festival, which runs until July the 9th. And finally, just a quick look at the weather before the weekend. A worsening of conditions is unfortunately expected. Cloudiness and a chance of showers on Saturday. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around just 17 degrees Celsius, so not quite ideal there. I'm Jan Vellinger. That's the end of the news.